Sai Ram. My humble pranams to one of the most loving, blissful Lord, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. As we come to the last day of the Bharti Yatra, I would like to tell that the state of Haryana is about 2500 kilometers away from here. The people coming for Haryana plan six months before coming here that they have to go, 4 months before they book their seats, and then they come here for yatras. They come here for seva. For the first time, Swami came to Haryana back in 1972. And back in 1970s, the first samiti in Haryana came up at Shahabad. And the third generation of devotees, the third generation of Balvikas, performed here yesterday in the form of those small children. The second generation is going to perform today. And I want to tell that this state is a small state. Far away place, but still the seeds of Swami's blessings are there in every district of the state. In every district almost we have one Sai Kendra. And in every district, we have the presence of Sai devotees, where the bhajans are played on every Thursdays or Sundays, or at many places twice a week on Mondays and Thursdays. And as I stand here, I also represent the youth of Haryana. And when I talk about youth, there are so many activities which youth is performing in the state of Haryana. I would like to inform some of the activities which is done by the youth of Haryana. In the scorching heat of 45 degrees, the youth of Haryana goes to railway stations and give free clean drinking water to the passengers. And this drinking water is about 6,000 beneficiaries and about 10,000 liters of water every day is given to the passengers. This is done by Jind district, Ambala district, Panipat district, Sonipat districts. And then, because there are extremes in the north, there is 0 degree temperatures in December and January. In 0 degrees, Sai youth come out of their house at 12 o'clock in the night, collect blankets, shawls, and then go to slums, go to the places where they are needy, where they are sleeping without any blankets, and the blankets are given on them. And if I talk about last year, about 2,800 blankets and about 200 shawls were distributed free of cost in the whole of Haryana. Similarly, tea seva, many members of the Sai youth in Ambala districts, in Chandigarh districts, get up at 5, 6 in the morning, in the chilly mornings, prepare tea from their house, take it to the streets where laborers are going for work, and distribute them free of cost. And if I give you the beneficiaries, there are 500 to 600 beneficiaries daily in the season of December and January that the tea is served by the Sai youth. Then there are free coaching classes. There are 29 free coaching classes going on in Haryana. The best part of this coaching classes is that it is free, number one. Number two, the children are asked to taught their homework in the free coaching classes. They are told to do their homework is checked and then improved. And for this service itself, The Chandigarh administration has given many commendable certificates to the organization. If I talk about youth, youth is also very active in educational activities. We have Sai Youth Study Circles. As Swami says that you sit in study circle and discuss your points. When we talk about youth, I would like to inform that one of the topic of discussion was, one of the youth said, "Sir, on my scooter, I have pasted the photo of Swami. One of my friend took my scooter to a place which I should not take. And my father saw that scooter and scolded me in the evening. He said, you tell me, should I fight with my father because he was wrong? Should I leave my friends? Maybe, but I don't know." So these are the questions which are taught about, and many seniors are asked to answer them. And they answer in the divine presence of Swami, and one of the very good answers which we received is that you talk to your father, tell him the real thing, and then you talk to your friends, either leave them or tell them to amend themselves. So these are the things which improve everyone who are sitting on those study circles. Then we also have Veda recitation and bhajans. In last year we had about 125 Veda recitation and bhajan sessions, training sessions. And coming here this year, we are taking ourselves back with the promise that we will be having Veda singing here at Prashanti Nilayam, God willing. Then youth is also doing awareness camps. In awareness camps, they are going to colleges, they are going to schools, conducting various programs. For example, summer camps. For example, some talks on the things which are useful for the youth. And also they are conducting medical camps in the colleges. And next very important thing which youth is doing is adopting village schools for Vidya Jyoti program. We have adopted about 22 schools till now. And in these schools, these are all those schools, government schools, where there is a poor infrastructure. And we have seen that in government schools, children just come there to have some food and go back. In this situation, one of the school in District Panchkula decided to have summer camp there. Summer camp was conducted by our very humble and very respected gurus of the organization. When the summer camp was about to start, we were given certain instructions from the government school authorities. Don't put temples, don't put your banners. We said, okay, we are not here for temples and banners. We talked about five values which the Swami taught us. The five techniques of Balvikas were taught by our gurus. Technique of storytelling, techniques of prayers, techniques of visualization, techniques of silent sitting, techniques of value games were taught without in telling them from where we have come. After the camp finished, the teachers of the school approached us and asked us, where do you come from? Then we said, Sai organization. Yes, so this is Sai organization. So it is not that we have to put a banner and tell what we are. We just have to talk about values. Swami just talked about five values. And when we talk about values, everyone knows who you are. And talking about Vidya Jyoti schools and future programs, we have planned that every samiti in Haryana is going to adopt a school in the coming year. And we have about 60 samitis in Haryana. So we intend to improve the number of Vidya Jyoti in coming year. Similarly, we intend to have Veda camps, and we have already planned one Veda camp in the government in Science School Hisar, which is a school of science organization for girls only. And we are going to have one Veda awareness camp in the world famous Gita festival at Kurukshetra. This is what we are planning. And when we talk about Kurukshetra, Krishna gave his famous song, the song of Gita at Kurukshetra. And Sai Krishna teaches us his songs of five values here. So coming to Kurukshetra, we have a very beautiful center, which was inaugurated by Honorable All India President and Honorable Central Trustees on 15th of November 2017. And the best part of this center, I'll tell you, it opens at 5 o'clock and it is in the morning, and it is open till 8 o'clock in the evening. And the pilgrims are coming a whole day in that center. So the Gita festival, which we are planning, we are planning awareness camp at the Gita festival through the center at Kurukshetra. And today, at this divine place where the gods of gods presented himself before everyone, he was here in blood and flesh. He is here in his divine form. The Sai youth of Kurukshetra is going to present bhakti songs. All this Sai youth is not a group of singers. Someone is doctor, someone is businessman, someone student, someone is doing his business, someone is working somewhere in a private sector. But when they sing the glory of Sai, they are bound just like a Japmala. And today they are going to present Ganesh Vandana in a Rag Hindoli. And then they are going to present a Thumri based on Krishna Bhajan in Rag Bhairavi. Then they are going to present Bhagwan Baba's story on Rag Kalavati and Charukeshi. And then there is a Punjabi language beautiful song on Rag Bhairavi. There will be last presentation, which will be Sufi Kavali based on Rag Darbari. But before I go, I must admit that this is my first talk after becoming Vice President of State of Haryana in Chandigarh. And I am grateful to Swami that this first talk he allowed me to present in this divine full hall in presence of his divine form before this August gathering. I am gratitude to Swami for this. And I am also thankful and gratitude, first of all, to my parents who showed me the initial path of Sai. Then to my Bal Vikas gurus, and then to all my seniors who are the beacons on this path of Sai. So to now we will present the Sai Sur Sandhya for you. And I bow before my Swami, that Swami give blessings, gratitude to the state of Haryana, to the state of Haryana and Chandigarh, and let us come here again and again. Om Shri Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Swami, we, the youth of Haryana and Chandigarh district Kurukshetra, offer our humble salutation at your divine lotus feet and seek your kind permission and blessings for our this musical presentation, Sai Sur Sandhya. Oh, पार्वती के पुत्र हैं, विद्या और बुद्धि को देने वाले हैं। गोस्वामी तुलसीदास जी द्वारा रचित राग हिंडोल में आधारित वंदना के द्वारा हम उनकी आराधना करते हैं।
सबलायक आईये गणपति जगवंदन। तुलसीदास कर जोरे मांगत तुलसीदास कर जोरे मांगत तुलसीदास कर जोरे बसहु राम सिय मानस मोरे बसहु राम सिय मानस मोरे
आइए गणपति जगवंदना आइए गणपति जगवंदना
शंकर सुवन भवानी नंदन शंकर सुवन भवानी नंदन
गाइए गणपति जगवंदन गाइए गणपति जगवंदन
गाइए गाइए गाइए
श्री कृष्ण के अनुपम सौंदर्य का वर्णन करते हुए भक्त कहता है कि ओ कान्हा जब से तुम्हारे सुंदर नयनों को मैंने देखा मेरा मन बेचैन हो गया है। इन्हीं भावों को व्यक्त करता हुआ प्रस्तुत है राग भैरवी में एक कृष्ण भजन।
गले बनमाल नैन बिसाल गले बनमाल छवि तेरी देख गीत गाए बेनु कान्हा तोरे नैन रे मन का चैन कान्हा तोरे नैन सरे गम गरे सा धनी संधपा आ सरे गम गरे सा आ संधपा मगरे सा आ कान्हा तोरे नैन हरे मन का चैन कान्हा तोरे शरण तिहारी बाके बिहारी बाके बिहारी बाके बिहारी शरण तिहारी राखो लाज मोरी सुनो गिरिधारी राखो लाज मोरी सुनो गिरिधारी यशोदा दुलारे बोले मीठे बैन कान्हा तोरे नैन हरे मन का चैन कान्हा तोरे नैन हरे मन का चैन नींद नाए बीते सारी रैन नींद नाए बीते सारी रैन कान्हा तोरे नैन हरे मन का चैन कान्हा तोरे नैन मुकुंद गोविंद आनंद गोपाल
मुकुंद गोविंद
हरियुग की भांति कलियुग में भी प्रभु ने भक्तों के उद्धार के लिए धरती पर अवतार लिया, पहले शिरडी साईं के रूप में और बाद में सत्य साईं के रूप में। साईं अवतार की दिव्य लीलाओं और संदेश को लेकर प्रस्तुत है राग कलावती और चारुकेशी पर आधारित साईं अवतार गाथा।
यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अभ्युत्थानमधर्मस्य तदात्मानं सृजाम्यः परित्राणाय साधूनां विनाशाय च दुष्कृतां धर्मसंस्थापनार्थाय संभवा अवतार की दिव्य कथा को सुन लो मेरे भाई, साईं अवतार की दिव्य कथा को सुन लो मेरे भाई। हम भक्तों के लिए ही जग में आए गुरुवर साईं, जग में आए गुरु साई राम साई शाम साई शाम देवगिरी की आंख के तारे,
पत्री में प्रगटे हो आकर शिव स्वरूप शिरडी के साई
राम साई श्याम साई श्याम
Shine.
గమ పధపమ గమ గరే సరే గరే సని ధని సా సరే గరే సని ధని సా సరే గరే సని ధని సా ద్వార కమాయి మే రహే ఔర్ భిక్షా కా ధర్మ నిభాయా సబ్ కా మాలిక్ ఏక్ హై యే ధర్మ కా మర్మ సిఖాయా ధర్మ కా మర్మ సిఖాయా ధర్మ కా మర్మ సిఖాయా शिरडी में रह करके तुमने चमत्कार दिखलाए दिए जलाए पानी से दुखियों के कष्ट मिटाए रोग भगाए रोगी के मुर्दों को जीवन दान पूजा दे दे कार तुम्हारा साईनाथ भगवान साईनाथ भगवान साईनाथ भगवान साईनाथ भगवान साई राम साई श्याम साई श्याम साई परम पुनीता सत्य साई की माता वेंकप्पा राजू के घर में आया भाग्य विधाता अपने वचन की खातिर ही साई है जग में आता आठ बरस के बाद है आया साई विश्व विधाता साई विश्व विधाता साई विश्व विधाता के वचनों की खातिर सेवा का धर्म निभाया
तीन
घर को ताई है तुमने अपनाया रोगी के लिए अस्पताल प्यासों को पानी पिलाया बच्चों के पढ़ने के खातिर कॉलेज भी बनवाया बिन पैसों के सब कुछ होता साई की ये माया मानवता की सेवा में साई ने प्रेम बहाया
साई ने प्रेम बहाया साई ने प्रेम बहाया
साई प्रेम बहाया साई प्रेम बहाया साई राम साई श्याम साई श्याम साई राम साई राम साई श्याम साई श्याम साई राम साई राम
Shabbat.
भक्त कहता है कि ओ साईं, अगर तुम हमें ना मिलते तो हमारा क्या होता, इस दुनिया के मेले में हम कहीं खो जाते। प्रस्तुत है इन्हीं भावों पर आधारित राग भैरवी में एक पंजाबी सूफी गीत।
इस दुनिया दे मेले विच सुख दुख दे होर झमेले विच असी खो जाने जे तू ना मिलदा, असी रुल जांदे जे तू ना पड़दा, असी रुल जांदे जे तू ना पड़दा। साईं दर के न मिलदी था,
साईं राम साईं राम साईं राम साईं राम साईं राम साईं राम साईं,
साईं दर के न मिलदी था असार जाना सी। दुनिया दे मेले विच असा खो जाना सी,
दुनिया दे मेले विच असा खो जाना
सी, चढ़ावे मैनो ये मत हाथ फड़ावे मैनो, गम दी मारी ये जिंदगानी होनी
थी,
सड़ जीवन दी कोई होर कहानी ना मिलता साईया।
साईं राम साईं राम साईं राम साईं राम साईं राम साईं राम साईं,
ना मिलता साईया असार जाना सी।
दुनिया दे मेले विच असा खो जाना सी, दुनिया दे मेले विच असा खो जाना सी,
साईं दर ते ना मिलदी था। कि मेरे अंदर कौन समाया है, जे मैं तेनू अंदर लभा बाहर किस दी माया है, अंदर तू ए ते बाहर तू
होए वीखण हर थां तेरा साया ए मैं भी तू ए ते तू भी तू ए रत्ती फर्क नजर ना आए
सुख दर्द दे मारे नू दुख दर्द दे मारे नू कोई प्यार जरूरी
साई राम साई राम साई राम साई राम साई राम साई राम साई
दुनिया देंदा सचरा असारुल जाना सी दुनिया दे मेले विच असा को जाना सी दुनिया दे मेले विच असा को जाना सी
दर ते न मिलती था असारुल जाना सी
दुनिया दे
भटकता है क्यों दर दर पर जब साईं तेरे संग ओढ़नी तू रंगले मन की अब साईं के रंग। अंत में प्रस्तुत है राग दरबारी पर आधारित एक सूफी कव्वाली जिसके भाव हैं ऐ मेरे साईं मैंने अपनी मन रूपी ओढ़नी को तुम्हारे प्रेम के रंग में रंग दिया है।
दरबार में साईं के हर ओर खुशी छाई है हुए गम दूर सबके साईं नाम की मस्ती छाई है मोहब्बत कर तू साईं से जो सब में समाया है मोहब्बत कर तू साई से जो सब में समाया है झुका ले अपने सर को तू दीदारे साई पाया है। भटकता है क्यों दर दर पर जब साई तेरे संग ओढ़नी तो रंग ले मन की अब साई के रंग।
दीनी ओढ़नी साई के रंग रंग दीनी साई के रंग रंग दीनी ओढ़नी शीश जटा का मुकुट है सोहे छवि तेरी सब कामन हो है
तेरी सब कामन हो है
तेरी आंखों में मेरे साई है प्यार का समंदर देखा तेरी आंखों में मेरे साई है प्यार का समंदर देखा मुस्कुराहट में तेरी जग की खुशहाली का मंजर देखा
शीश जटा मुकुट है सोहे छवि तेरी सब का मन मोहे छवि तेरी सब का मन मोहे साई के रंग रंग दीनी ओढ़नी साई तुम हो दया के सागर हम भक्तों की भरते गागर दया के सागर दया के सागर दया के सागर दया के सागर दया के सागर
कौन कहता है खुदा आंखों से नजर नहीं आता कौन कहता है खुदा आंखों से नजर नहीं आता गम के मारों के मैंने उसे अशकों को पहुंचते देखा
साई तुम हो सबके स्वामी
तुम हो सबके स्वामी
घट घट वासी अंतर्यामी
न मंदिर में न मस्जिद में न गिरिजा और गुरुद्वारे में वो परवरदिगारे आलम वो परवरदिगारे आलम रहता तेरे दिल के द्वारे में
साई तुम हो सबके स्वामी
साई तुम हो सबके स्वामी
घट घट वासी अंतर्यामी घट घट वासी अंतर्यामी साई के रंग रंग दीनी ओढ़नी
साई के रंग
सा रे सारे रे सारे रे सारे रे सारे रे सारे सारे गा
नमः पार्वती पतये हर
पिता बंधु सखा तुम हो भगवान
माता पिता बंधु सखा
सुखी ना।